How does Cooper change this passing game for Josh Allen?
This is a more impactful trade than the Davante Adams trade.
Ooh, really?
And I would say that across the league, because what it does is it gives stability to this offense. Like, we've applauded Josh Allen and this offense for their ability to spread the ball around. But we've seen in moments throughout the season where they've missed Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. They don't have a single receiver that they can hang their hat on in moments where, to your point, Swaggo, they need a playmaker. Cooper does that. Not only that, you ensure you win the division because they're going to beat the Jets, and the Jets make their move, then the Bills make their move.
Hawk, you are coming out firing right now.
And you keep them away from your
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
The hump you can't get over to the Super Bowl. So, again, I think this is the most impactful trade between this and the Davante Adams trade.
Andrew Hawkins on ESPN. Ho-hum, just traded for a receiver. Where are all the bean sunglasses pictures? I didn't see nearly enough. By the way,
we should do that more than when they sign like Christian Kirksey.
Yeah. Do you want your flyover information? I've got sources to indicate for Sunday's game, which is going to be beautiful. We're looking at four F-18s as the flyover. Had a source tell me that, and then we have Dave who sent in a tweet from the Southtown Scanner. That Sunday it'll be four F-18 Hornet fighter jets to pass over the stadium in formation.
Let's go. Four of them?
The Navy fighter jets, yep.
All right.
So that's the plan for Sunday, it would appear.
Beautiful. What was week one again? It was the big air tanker?
Yeah, the KC-135 Strato tanker, I believe.
Wow, you remember the exact plane and everything.
I got a source. I got a guy.
If I opened up your YouTube app, is the suggested videos going to be just plain videos?
Boy, what's my YouTube app suggested? It's going to be monster trucks is what it's going to be. tons of monster trucks.
Right.
Always with the monster trucks.
Yeah.
803-0550.
Mine's going to be all golf streams, basically. Just YouTube golf streamers. It's like all I watch now.
How many more weeks we got of golf? Three? Trying to get some in this weekend.
Yep.
It'd be nice out again
in this week.
Fall golf.
I would take three. Yeah. Give me three more weeks and maybe you can sneak a round in after that somewhere in November.
Yeah.
Give me one November golf round. And I think I'll be okay.
803-0550. We'll get Bob in Syracuse. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I was just thinking about what the Jets really did here. And it's kind of like going for it on 4th and 50. So you just signed Davante Adams. Next year in December, he's going to be 33 years old. Okay, you paid $11 million for him. You just made two coaching changes. And you have the inmate running the asylum in Rodgers. And if they somehow lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend, this team is toast for this year. So everyone says, they're getting Davante Adams. Yeah, but you lose this weekend, and this just kind of washes all away.
Right, but what are you going to do instead? You're not going to rebuild, start over.
And regarding what they gave him, if I understand it correctly, they gave him 2 years, but there's a out if they want to get out, and the cap hit is $8 million. Like, they can just get out after this year if they really want to, so see how it goes, and then reevaluate.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's a desperation move by the Jets.
That's fair. Bob,
Sometimes desperation moves are called for, though.
That's what I'm one to say that desperation is not always a weakness. Desperation should sometimes be viewed as necessary. Let's be real. The Amari Cooper trade is a desperation move. They are desperate for a receiver. It is a good desperation move.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't always want to treat a desperation move as bad. The Sabres have been desperate for moves for like a decade and decided to never be desperate. Oh, you don't want to appear desperate. Okay. With the Jets, they don't have to win the Super Bowl. I mean, we sit here and we have a good time with a team that is yet to win the Super Bowl. We believe that they can, and maybe Jets fans don't believe that they can. I don't believe that they can. But if Adams gives them offensively a boost, now they have Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams, that's pretty good. You don't have to be totally cooked when you're 30. The Bills guy is 30. Diggs is producing at 30. Mike Evans is producing at these big, later ages. So You can't go get perfect players all the time. I'm fine with what the Jets did. It's to me, it's the same vein as the Rams when they went out and traded for Beckham and Von Miller. Now, they got away with it and they won, but at least they did it. I defended, as stupid as it was, like when the Blue Jackets traded all those picks to try and do something because you're the Columbus Blue Jackets, you know? Go for it. Go do something. Go do something. Not every move has to be, oh, well, how does this line up for this and this and this? There's plenty of cap space. These teams have endless amounts of room. You don't have to worry about the cap unless you get into a year where the Bills are in right now. And then you only have to worry about it for 5 minutes. Like the Bills will restructure Josh Allen and will have $100 million in cap space next year. Right now, like look at Devontae Adams' cap hits for the Jets. Actually, what I was doing this earlier. So Amari Cooper, you know how cheap he was for the Bills, right?
Yep.
This is how different the cap is in the NFL versus like the NHL. Do you know the contract that Amari Cooper is finishing out right now?
It's like 20-something million a year.
5 years, $100 million.
Yeah.
And his cap hit for the team he's on right now is $800,000.
Right.
His cap hits by year. Here's Amari Cooper's cap hits by year in that five-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
12, 22, 5, 23, $800,000.
So it
seems like a system that's just worth saying, like, you know, for people that say the cap isn't real, what they mean is you can do whatever you want with this cap. You could do, honestly, anything you want. $800,000 on the cap for Amari Cooper. On a guy that's
almost anything, because they might have Devontae Adams on the team right now if they could really do anything they wanted.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But he's making $100 million on a five-year contract, and his cap hit for the team he's on is $800,000.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't think it's bad for what the Jets have done for Rodgers. I don't think it's terrible they fired their coach. They're the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be the Jets. Kind of. We used to be. Try something. Do something.
Yeah.
And when they ended the drought, what did we think? I know, it's the Bills versus the Jets. We had parades down our streets, and then they went to Jacksonville and scored 3 points, and we didn't care. Because, for God's sakes, we're back in the league a little bit. And the Jets, you know, it's pretty rough. It's a rough life.
Would you pick them to make the playoffs right now?
Yeah, I think I would. Can I give you their schedule?
Sure.
Because
you give me their schedule. You look at the AFC standings right now, and you get to seven teams. You're like, oh, yeah, they're not making it.
That's what I mean. Like you have four good teams, and then dog water.
Like Jaguars, Patriots, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Dolphins, Broncos, Colts.
Terrible.
I just named eight teams. Wouldn't you be floored if any single one of them made the postseason?
I might give the Colts a chance if they play Flacco.
Okay, the Colts. The Bengals are 2-4. I didn't throw them in that mix.
Sure. But here's the Jets' schedule, okay? You give me just your knee-jerk reaction, win-loss. Steelers.
Loss.
Okay. Patriots.
Win.
Texans. They're at home.
Loss.
Cardinals.
Win.
Colts. Home.
Win.
Seahawks. Home.
Win.
Dolphins.
Win.
Jaguars.
Win.
I'm at, that's 9 wins.
Okay.
They're 9-8 at worst.
Yeah.
Rams. At home.
Win.
10. Bills.
Loss.
Dolphins.
What should I do with the Dolphins?
Home.
Should I have
Dolphins
split?
Home. You already had them win the first one. Home Dolphins.
All right, win.
10-7.
Okay.
With losses to the Steelers and Cardinals.
Yeah. I did give them 2 Dolphin wins.
You did. What are the Dolphins at this point?
So that's the thing. I have no idea how many of those games is Tua playing, because that impacts the division. They are second place in the division.
That's right. They are. And for what it's worth, like the Bills won that stupid, stupid game. What if they don't call holding and it's 27-20 and the Jets have won, and we're looking at the Jets schedule thinking like, man, the Bills have a much tougher road for a division that's tied.
Yeah.
Kansas City, San Francisco, you know.
They can get in. They can definitely get in.
I think the AFC could have a team get in at 8-9 this year.
Yeah, that might be right.
And if you get in as 8-9, it's not that's a very Steelers thing to do.
Their season also is really being talked about in this way because they lost to Denver at home.
And losing to Denver at home the way they did.
Was
how did they lose?
They lost on a late missed field goal.
They missed a kick.
Yeah.
Yep. Zuerlein had a kick and he missed it. He makes that kick. They're 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling them to get 11 wins. So I just don't think it's over for them. If they lose to the Steelers, which...
See, the thing about, like, even I picking them to win that many games, that's kind of what the Denver game is for me. They can, they feel like a team right now that could lose to anybody.
That's right. That's right. But it's like worth... If Aaron Rodgers, it's worth trying to win.
Like, the Bills, I still feel pretty comfortable, are a team. When they play bad teams, they're gonna win it. They're gonna have the answers. They blow out bad teams for years. The Jets, I feel like they could struggle against everybody because I don't know what they're really elite at other than their secondary. Well, like, their secondary's elite. Their run game, maybe the receiver should be the answer now.
Yep.
They have on paper, that should be one of the best receiving cores in football.
Make it not Aaron Rodgers for a moment. Make it Drew Brees in his last stand, or Matt Ryan, one last stand, and you have a need at receiver. And he's like, what about Davante Adams? You'd be like, why not? We went down, we have the old quarterback. The only thing to do is to try and do everything for this quarterback. I know we like to make fun of them, and I'm happy to do it, that Rodgers runs the franchise, and he's not quite what he was. But it was also the best he looked. If I'm a Jets fan and they just went toe-to-toe with the Bills and watched that game, I'm thinking maybe Adams can make a difference instead of Mike Williams, who, no thanks. So we'll see how it goes. If it crashes and burns, I mean, I'll celebrate with all of you. But I don't have a problem with them making it. I applaud them making the move. I think they should have. And desperation for them, desperation for the Bills. Both these moves were a little bit desperate. And I think it's good in both cases. 803-0550. How'd you make up this Buffalo Devil Rays logo?
AI, baby.
Nice.
AI image generator. So the Rays, like, need to figure out where they're playing because Hurricane Milton destroyed the roof of the field, and they're building a new stadium. So I guess the talk is they, like, what's the point of throwing all that money at fixing the roof when you're going to be moving in a couple years anyway? So they need a place to play. And I pointed out that there's a ballpark here in town that just got updated to MLB standards like 2 years ago.
Well,
3 years ago.
Fair.
But they'd have to move across the country up the country.
Right. Toronto came close to home when they came here.
Yeah.
Tampa.
And that fit as it was their farm. Major league team.
Yeah.
Or their farm team. Yeah.
803-0550.
They have to go somewhere.
That's right.
I actually read a story about it. You know where they might go if they could try to, I think that's what they're going to try to do, is find somewhere local that they could pour money into to bring up the standards. The other option is Montreal.
Yikes.
Because the team, I guess the Rays have already, do you remember stories about this last couple years?
They were going to split home and home.
They were going to split. Yeah, they were going to play like half their home games or a quarter of their home games in Montreal and the rest in Tampa.
And that didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. But they've already had talks with Montreal about this in the past, so they might just go play in Montreal for a year or two.
Okay.
If they do that, should they not call themselves the Expos for 2 years?
Sure.
Hey, guys, the Montreal Expos are going to return for 2 years.
Works for me. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Top of the hour. It's Jeremy and Joe. If you're on hold, stay there. Get your calls and catch up here on WGR.
Tune in to WGR each Bills game day during the regular season, 2024 season, for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question presented by Game Day Hospitality. Your chance to win two VIP tickets to Game Day Hospitality's Red Zone tailgate party. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page, WGR550.com, for details.